Podcast listeners, it's Jill. I know it's been a little bit since I've had the opportunity to talk with you. Actually, it's been since August, since I published my first episode. If you had the opportunity to listen to it, thank you so much. If you haven't, it is right above this episode. But it was an opportunity to talk with my bonus daughter prior to her leaving for college. In that episode, I interviewed her as she shared some advice for parents and students that were getting ready to send their children to college and for students that were getting ready to experience some time away from home. So if you haven't had the opportunity to listen to that yet, I would suggest that you click the episode above this one and listen to her as that 20, almost 21-year-old has an opportunity to share some wisdom. Some wisdom, honestly, that I didn't know that she had listened to, that I had given her some advice about. And it was really neat to hear her speak with me about that advice that I had given her. And it was really promising to know that the advice that we give our children is actually sinking in. And sometimes we don't realize that until a little bit later in their lives, but it's nice to know that we're heard. So today, I would like to talk with you a little bit about being an empty nester. And this is something that really came to my husband and I a lot quicker than we had anticipated. Of course, having three children that are very close in age, we knew that it was going to come to us eventually. But I guess that when my dad used to talk about how the days were long, but the years were short, I really never imagined that they would be quite as short as they have been. Given the fact that our children are just a year apart in school, we only had 6 years total in high school with our children, and that went by in a blink. I can't even fathom how quickly college is going to go by, knowing that we have a junior right now, a sophomore, and now a freshman. And I've been asked a whole lot about what is it like to be an empty nester, and how does it feel to have no children at home anymore? I've heard comments like, wow, that must be amazing. I can't wait till I don't have any children at home. Or, oh my goodness, what do you do with all of the time that you have? And I've been really reflecting on this question a whole lot because I think that it's probably different for each parent. And so I'm not going to begin to voice an opinion for all the empty nesters out there. I'm just going to speak my opinion about what it's like to be an empty nester. But what I can tell you is that one of the realizations that I have come to is that one of the hardest things about being a parent is accepting that you've done your job. And what I mean by that is that, of course, you want to set your children off into this world to be successful human beings, and you want them to be able to make independent decisions. You want them to be able to fly high, right, without needing your help for every little bitty thing. You want them to be able to be on their own, to do their own laundry, to cook their own meals, to take care of their own bills, right? All of those things you want them to be able to do, but it's really hard to sit back and not be in the driver's seat anymore and not be needed as much as you once were. And I know that that sounds super appealing to all of the parents out there right now that are in the trenches. I teach 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. I work with them every single day, and I know how much you are needed as a person that works with 3, 4, and 5-year-olds every day. They need you for so many things. And I know that that's hard sometimes. I know that that's hard to hear. Mom, dad, right? Grandma, grandpa. Because we know that grandmas and grandpas are raising a lot of children out there. And it's hard to hear your name 4 zillion times in a day. But to be quite honest with you, I would really give anything to just get a call some days to say, hey, mom, you know what? I was just thinking I could really use your advice for a minute. What do you think about this? This is kind of what I'm thinking about this situation, but what are your 2 cents on it? What are your thoughts about this situation? I really would. And I know that that sounds super delightful to those of you that are hearing your name 4 zillion times in a day, and that it's uncomprehendable to you to say, oh, why would you want that? But I really do yearn for that sometimes. I yearn for the dozens and dozens of hugs that I used to receive. I yearn for the unexplainable I love yous that I would randomly get throughout the day. Because, you know, as children grow, they have other people in their life that become important to them. Boyfriends, girlfriends, other relationships. And slowly but surely, you are not a top priority to them anymore. And that's okay, because as a human being, me becoming an adult, I went through that very same thing. And I'm thinking about this now, being a parent of an adult child, or actually now 3 adult children, and I'm thinking about how my parents probably felt. They probably felt very similarly. I am certain when I had my first boyfriend, that my dad felt a little slighted, right? I am certain that he went from being the number one man in my life to all of a sudden the number 2 man in my life, and he wasn't nearly as important anymore. And that must have been really hard. And so, how do we handle being empty nesters? What are the things that we're doing now to kind of help us to stay connected with our children? Because they do have other relationships that they're forming, whether that be with significant others that they have, whether that be with other relationships that they have, whether that be with friends that they've made at college, or different clubs or activities that they're in. And those things are taking priority, not to mention the hours and hours that they're doing of studying for their amazing degrees that they're working so hard towards. So what are we up to? What kinds of things are we doing right now to fill our time? And how are we connecting as a couple? And so that's something that I'd like to talk about today. So the fall seems to be pretty busy still. Our daughter, my bonus daughter, she is playing collegiate soccer. So we are still trying to get to her games and watch her play soccer. And that happens on Fridays and Sundays. And so we're trying to make it to as many games as we can, while knowing that a lot of her games are out of town and they're not super close. So it is difficult to make it to. Our middle son, we just were able to see him. We kind of got a BOGO, as I like to call it, a buy one, get one, because she was playing a soccer game at his college, and he was able to come over and not only watch her play in her game, but also we got some time with him to sit down and converse with him and his girlfriend. And so that was super special to us. And then our youngest, my bonus son, he actually plays in a collegiate marching band. And so we have some football tickets to get to go see him as he plays on the field. And so we're not always able to see him personally, but we are able to watch him play on the field. And so that's been nice to be able to connect. So that's one way we're trying to stay connected with the kids. I also really try to send some text messages, send some pictures to my kids when they come up on my memories, either on Facebook or Instagram or on my OneDrive of pictures that I've taken, and I'll send them to them and just say, hey, this popped up, just thinking about you. I have found an Instagram page that I follow that has some really, really cool quotes on there that I have found that just tell my kids that I'm behind them no matter what, that I'm supporting them, that I see them, that I'm here for them, that I want to listen to them. And so I try to send those to them too so that they know that. If they're telling me about things that they have going on, whether that be a test or a career fair or an exam or something major that they have going on with their fraternity or their soccer team or something with the band, I try to just reach out to ask about how that is going, to continue to try to make that connection. And sometimes I hear back and sometimes I don't, and that's okay. The important part for me is just for them to know that I'm thinking of them and that I care about them and that I understand that sometimes they're going to reach out back to me and sometimes they're not. But I think the most important part is just continuing to show up and to be there for them and to let them know that you do care. And so that's one way that I've tried to stay connected with my kiddos, even though they're not here in my home anymore, that they're out in the world doing their thing. As far as my husband and I, a couple of the ways that we're trying to connect are just by having some really open conversations about what the next steps are for us and our future. So what do we think the next 5 years look like for us? What do we think the next 10 years look like for us? What are our goals? What are our aspirations? Not only personally, but together as a couple. What do we see ourselves doing? Where do we see ourselves living? Are we going to stay in the home that we're currently in? Would we like to venture out? What do we want to do as far as travel? What are some vacations that we want to do as a whole family before the kids are off on their own with their own significant others doing their own things? What are the things that we want to do all together? And we're also sitting down as a couple and trying to find some television shows and some entertainment that we can watch as a couple and connect and bond over. So that's another thing that we're trying to do. You know, I also bought these little cards, and the cards have some questions on them, because with watching all of the events that our children are involved in, we have what I call a lot of windshield time. And that windshield time is just time that we spend in the car, just the two of us. And so I thought the cards would be super helpful as little conversation starters. But not only that, they're really helpful for encouraging active listening. Because I think sometimes when we're together in our relationship, and I don't know about you, if you're an empty nester, but I think a lot of times in relationships, you get very used to the way that your significant other communicates or responds, and you do a lot of nodding or shaking your head, like, oh yeah, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, I hear what you're saying, but you're not really actively listening. And so I heard a wise person, she gave me some advice, and one of the things that she had said that she thought would be helpful would be to take a question. And then from that question, you have 2 minutes to respond to the question. And then after those 2 minutes, the other person has 2 minutes to respond back to what they heard the other person say. And then the other person has 1 minute to respond back to make any corrections. And I think this is so helpful because it really does help you to be a very active listener. I think sometimes when we're communicating with others, we often think about what we're going to say next, or, oh, how we're going to respond to that, or, oh, I have an idea about this. And so we start to block out what that person is actually saying instead of actively listening to what they're trying to tell us. And so I thought that that activity would be a really good one, especially while we're driving, to really work on being really good active communicators. So that's something that I thought would be really helpful for us too. So those are just some of the ways that we're trying to stay connected. I think for me, my feelings have kind of been all over the place. I absolutely adore my kids and I miss them like crazy. Again, so absolutely incredible to see them doing their thing in the world, but so hard at the same time for them not to be in my presence on the daily basis. And I think it's hard because I don't have that daily communication anymore with them. And so sometimes you just feel empty because you want to know exactly everything that is going on with your child, but it's impossible to know when they're living 2 hours away or 3.5 hours away. They can't communicate with you every second of every day. That's an impossible thing for them to do, nor would I want them to be doing that. I want to encourage their independence. So where do you find the balance? So I tell, just kind of being funny, I think, and I'm not trying to be stereotypical at all when I say this, but I think it's a little bit easier for our daughter to communicate. She checks in a little bit more frequently. Our boys, they check in when they can. They're not as frequent checker-inners, if that's a word, as she is, and that's okay. I always just joke around and just say, hey, if you could just give me a proof of life, right? Just let me know that you're okay and that things are going okay with you. That'll work for me. Just knowing that everything's okay where you're at. So overall, empty nesting has been a transition. There have been great days where I've felt like, wow, look at us. We've done it. We've sent our little birds out in to the world and they are flying and soaring and they're doing it. And then other days of empty nesting have felt like I'm just sitting in the nest by myself and feeling really sad that they've all flown the coop. And I think that that's probably pretty normal in speaking with some other parents that are experiencing the same thing or have gone through the empty nest stage. I've been talking to a friend at work, and she has three grown children, two that are married and one that's out of college, but on his own, living in his own apartment. And she has been kind of settling my nerves about things and just telling me, you know, Jill, all of the things that you're telling me are exactly the things that I've experienced too. And so you're not alone in this. And trust me when I tell you that, you know, your children will come back, that this is a healthy place for them right now, that they're doing their own thing. And that's something that you should be extremely proud of, because you have done your job to allow them the place and the space for them to want to be independent, for them to want to be out on their own, for them to want to be solving their own problems and knowing how to do that independently, and just being there for them to know that they can count on you for advice, for them to know that they can count on you if they get into a jam and they're not sure what to do. She said that those are the most important things for them to know. And she said, I believe from all of the things that you have told me that all of your kids know that confidently. And I sure hope she's right. I sure hope she is. So, fellow empty nesters out there, I am wishing you all well. And I hope that you are finding some peace in knowing that you have done your job well, and that your kiddos are strong and independent kids, and they are out there doing their thing as well. And another little piece of advice before I go, something that I was told, is that it is helpful if you can find one new activity for you to do and one new activity for your significant other to do, and then one new activity for you to do as a couple. And so that is something that we're working on. My new activity that I'm trying to do is this podcast. My husband has taken up some running and exercising again. That is his new activity. And we are really working on finding something to do together. So until next time, podcasters, I hope that you are doing well.